Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop. With the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday.
Y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple, Chris and Ephraim, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Antonio Daniels, NBA champion, coming up at the bottom of the hour. But before we get into the NBA, let's talk a little NFL. OTAs are underway, and the NBA is, you know, is down to three teams, maybe two in a few hours. So let's talk a little bit of NFL. Yesterday, Lamar Jackson, Ephraim, he's doing OTAs with the Ravens, which is great. And he's got his new offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. And he was asked, what's going to be the difference with this offense? Less running and more throwing. That's what he said. He also said this, running can only take you so far. Mm-hmm. That's interesting coming from the best running quarterback in the history of the league. And I feel like with this new era of teams and offenses in the league, I feel like we need that. Coach Todd Monken, what I'm seeing in his offense so far is looking tremendous. Expectations are high. They are always a tough out with Lamar Jackson. He's won 74% of his games. Obviously been to the playoffs a few times, but not very far. Only got one playoff victory. Do you like this? I mean, because he's a phenomenal runner. And you and I agree, I think, that you got to throw the ball. But how do you think he's going to look in this new Todd Monken offense?
First of all, I like his mentality. All right, I like the fact that he's open to change and he understands what you'll need to do to take that next step. He could have been like, "Nah, I'm sticking to what I do best. I was an MVP. This is some players can't let that go."
No, that's a good point.
It shows his growth. It shows his understanding of his abilities and how he can get better. Right? You make that, you get that big contract he just got. You've been an MVP already. Sometimes you feel, especially young players, this, I'm here. He understands, number one, that this team goes as he goes. Number two, for longevity, for his ability to stay healthy and be available, he's going to have to pass the ball more. Because it's not like he can't pass. He's a dynamic passer. He's got a tremendous arm.
Well, that's what I want to really get into with you. Look, his MVP year, 36 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 66% completions percentage. So he was phenomenal, 113 passer rating. But the last 3 years, you know, his passing numbers just haven't been that great. Mm-hmm. They've actually kind of gotten worse. Last year was a little better than the year before, but none of them were great. What convinces you that he will be able to, you know, they're going to throw out the side of the numbers more. OBJ, the rookie.
That's it, the Zay talent.
Flowers.
The talent around him.
So you think he'll be great throwing the football?
I think he'll be, you know, what he is. He's a dynamic player. I think he can throw the ball down the field. You give him the talent. You give him the personnel. Now it's just not Mark Andrews wide open in the middle of the field.
Right.
Right, so now you actually have viable options that can get open in a hurry, that can make it easy for you, that can go up and catch those contested 50-50 balls. You give him the tools for him to take that next step. It's one thing if they're like, hey, man, you got to be a better passer, you got to do this, and then you don't add that necessary speed and catching ability on the outside. That's a hard sell. You can't sell that to Lamar Jackson. But if you bring in those pieces and you bring in the offensive mind that can help him get better and help him facilitate that, then, of course, I love the fact that he's open to this and he's excited about it. That's, you know, that he's pretty much putting the AFC on notice. There's been a lot of talk about the AFC quarterbacks and where they rank. And, you know, I'm sure he feels slighted and you know, rightfully so, given his injury history and his playoff history. But he got the bag now. So what are you going to do?
Well, one I do think that he's always wanted to throw more. I definitely think that's the case. And now they obviously have an offensive coordinator who is open to doing that, and I don't think Greg Roman was. And look, what we're going to find out is, were they not throwing the football because Lamar's not a terrific passer, or were they in some ways holding him back? Or, like you said, they didn't bring in those receivers. Now, they tried a few guys, Juju Smith-Schuster, a few others that left money on the table, actually, to go other places because they didn't think he was going to throw. Now, that I don't know if that was on their view of Lamar or if that was their view of Greg Roman's offense. But I've said, Ephraim, for a few years now, when a lot of people have said he can't throw, he's not this or that, throwing the football, I'd like to see him with a great receiver. Stephon Diggs helped work wonders for Josh Allen.
What?
DeAndre Hopkins, at least the first year they were together, worked wonders for Kyler Murray. You know, a great receiver can do that. Not every
Minnesota.
Quarterback needs
Look what's
that.
Going on in Minnesota.
Yep. I mean, right. Kirk Cousins putting up numbers.
What?
You know? And so I want to – now, he doesn't have that guy, right? OBJ's older. Rashad Bateman's young. Zay Flowers is a rookie. Nelson Aguilar is, you know, what he is. But it's still overall a good core. Well, and you throw in Mark Andrews.
You can go three wides now, though.
Oh, yeah.
You
right.
can go three wides.
It's That's a good receiving core.
That is a different dynamic. When you can go three wides and you have viable options, it puts the pressure on the defense because, oh, by the way, you have to make sure he stays in the pocket.
Right.
Right,
that's the thing. If he throws it well, it's gonna open things up.
And that's where they're trying to get to. They're trying to make sure that seventh defender has to stay in the box to keep Lamar from taking it 40 yards down the field himself.
Yep, absolutely.
Which opens the middle wide open, and it gives you one-on-one somewhere either the right or the left, the X to the Y on the outside. That's how you make it happen.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. And look, if he can throw it well, and I'm saying if because we'll see, but I
know he can
think
throw
he
the
will.
Ball. We've seen him do it, though. Like, it's not like Lamar Jackson can't throw the ball.
No, but we haven't seen it, like, in – I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but a lot.
Right,
I'm just saying it's different. Just like if you, as a shooter, if you only shoot 10 times a game, I can't assume you're going to be score more points if I give you 20 shots a game. You know, like the more you shoot it or the more you throw it or the more you run it as a running back, we have to see if you can carry that load. And I think he can, but the fact is he has never thrown – for even 3,500 yards.
I'll tell you like this. Offensive coordinators, the first offensive coordinator I ever saw change who they were was Kyle Shanahan. And that was with RG3 in Washington when his dad was a coach.
Yep.
They didn't do read option. They didn't do it. I know that offense because I've been in that offense. I was with his dad, Gary Kubiak in Denver, and I was with him in Houston. I saw him change the offense because it matched the skill set of RG3. And so most offensive coordinators don't do that.
Right.
And so why would Greg Roman change his offense and this is what he's been known for?
Well, and – obviously, he had a quarterback who, whether or not he could have done more in a different system, he definitely fit Roman's too.
Of course. That's what I mean. He's a running offensive coordinator. Right. So I'm going to run my best athlete.
Right.
I'm going to do a lead option with my quarterback because he's our best runner. So you get comfortable in calling these plays, right? You don't want to spread out and you know, 20 personnel,
especially when what you're doing is working.
Yes,
in the regular season.
So it's hard to get off of that.
Right,
it's hard to get off of that, and I'm excited to see what happens in Baltimore.
I am too.
With these weapons and his, you know, his state of mind, his willing to do this, to want to do this.
Let me throw this out to you. If I mean, again, we think you'll throw the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm looking for – I'm happy if I'm getting 4,000, low 4,000s, you know, yards passing out of him. And then another 700-800 rushing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a threat in the AFC.
Oh, they're a big problem.
Right? I mean, as
we
they
know the
were
defense
with
is gonna
the,
be
with
what
the
is
one-dimensional
gonna...
offense, they were a threat.
We got a problem. They have a problem in the AFC – if he embraces this new offense, if the defense continues to be what the defense has been for years, with his ability to run, and make, we saw what one play with the quarterback feet, what it could do. It can win you a Super Bowl.
Yep.
We saw that. So that'll always be in the back pocket, which puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the defensive side of the ball. Like, you're going to guess wrong.
Yep.
If they go out there and three wides and they're wide open, one back, and they spread that thing out, they can even put Mark Andrews over in the slot, bruh, the field is going to be wide open.
Nah, I hear you.
You're going to have five rushers. That's it.
I hear you.
That's that. The whole field is wide open.
It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. And I hope it works out because then you're talking about another AFC contender. I mean, man, the AFC is so loaded. It is unbelievable. Right. All right, Ephraim, a star is born in Denver.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
and it ain't the one you think I'm talking about. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. It ain't you for sure.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Ephraim, live from the TireRight.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is beautiful. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right. We are about just a few minutes away from the Celtics and the Heat getting underway to see who has the right, who earns the right to face the Denver Nuggets. Now, we all know about Nikola Jokic, how great he is. You and I both said yesterday he's the best player in the world. But he does have a dog next to him. And I'm talking about none other than Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray's averaging 27 points a game, darn near 28 in these playoffs, plus 6 dimes and 5.5 rebounds on 48% shooting and 39.8 from three. He's darn near 50-40-90 because he's 92% from the foul line.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, I think Jamal Murray, this is kind of his coming out party. Now, I guess a lot of people would say it was in the bubble, right, when he had dropped a couple of 50-point playoff games and they did go to the conference final. But then he got hurt. He had a knee injury, tore his ACL, and was out for a full season, basically a season and a half. And I think the reason that Jamal Murray doesn't get more love and recognition, Ephraim, and the reason that the Denver Nuggets probably haven't gone further in the playoffs, except, you know, until this year, is because he was injured. And he is their closer. Now, Jokic obviously can close. He put 15 on the Lakers at the end of game four in that fourth quarter. But their closer is Jamal Murray. It's almost like Kyrie was with LeBron in Cleveland. When you need a bucket getter who can shoot the J, that's who they went to, Kyrie, and they go to Jamal Murray in Denver. And I think, Ephraim, a lot of people said, oh, he hadn't made an all-star team. I'm sure he's felt slighted. If they win this series, and he, for him, them to win it, he's going to play well. I think he will begin getting the recognition he deserves. Because, like, he had made an all-star team. We know it's deep in the West, but guess what? If they win this championship next year, and, he, you know, he continues to play well next season, he's going to be on that all-star team. He's going to be one of those guys you're like, well, look, the West is deep, but he's automatically in. Mm-hmm. Steph's automatically in. Jamal Murray will be automatically in, and I think his days of being underrated, undervalued, unknown to some degree will be over.
What people forget was how electrifying Ja Morant and Murray were in the bubble.
Yes.
Remember that series? Right? That.
Oh, you're talking about Donovan Mitchell.
I mean, Donovan, right?
Right.
Right?
Utah and Denver. That was
Utah and Denver, excuse me.
Yep.
People forget how dynamic that was. It was like, bro, who are these young dudes? Right?
Yeah, they went at it.
Jamal didn't get a chance to build off of that.
Right.
Because of the injury, which sat him out basically for 2 years. So the league kept going, and it just, you know, guys kept going. Ja Morant popped up, and, you know, all of these young players became
Mitchell built
Mitchell,
on it.
Right? Like, now all of these young guys became these guys. Now you got a new crop coming. You know, you got the Trae Youngs, you got the Brunson, you got all of these dynamic young players, and kind of lost in the shuffle was Jamal Murray. Bro, he box office. I was praying that he didn't, you know, regain his form. Because even even against us, it was like, man, this dude is – but what he did is he put the world on notice. He was hard on himself. He's very open about how he felt – coming back from the injury. He asked the coaching staff where they're going to cut him. Like, he didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
And so for him to get this opportunity and get this shine to show how, bro, he is a game changer, my friend. He is box office.
No doubt.
And I'm glad the world gets to see that, because he deserves it.
It's great to get to see him on this stage and getting it done. And look, another Kentucky guard.
Oh,
kind of like a Devin Booker, you know, a little bit smaller. He's only about 6'4", but he can go. And like you said, he is putting the world on notice. And it's going to be – this is huge. And do you – what do you think about Denver – I don't know that we should get ahead of ourselves, but this is a team that Ephraim isn't going anywhere.
No, they're not going nowhere, man.
Right?
No.
He's young. Jokic is young.
Yep. Michael Porter.
They got a culture, right? Yep. Michael Porter Jr. is young and getting better.
Getting better. Yes.
Because his defense was a joke and a problem.
And he's getting better with it. Like yes. I said, when he really locks in on the at his height, yep. it's gonna be unbelievable, man.
No doubt.
He was gonna make that transformation that Clay made. Remember Clay? He was the catch and shoot guy, and then Clay bought in on the defensive side and became a dynamic, dynamic wing defender.
Yep. All of them have really. Murray's not a great defender, obviously, but he's putting forth more effort.
Put the effort in, man.
Right. And that's really one of the things that's helped gotten them to the next level is that guys have gotten better on the defensive end.
Yep.
And if they face Miami, which, you know, that's what it's looking like, let's keep it honest. Spoelstra, while he might be a better coach than Malone, it's not going to be a coaching mismatch like it is in the Eastern Conference Final. So they're not going to have that advantage to lean back on, nor are they – I think Denver plays as hard as anybody.
Yeah, they do. They're well-coached.
Yep.
Well-coached.
All right, we will get down with our man Antonio Daniels in a few minutes, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I see Ephraim saying, man, maybe I should have picked that.
No, I'm good with mine, bro. I'm good.
We got an NBA champion, New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Antonio Daniels. Antonio, what's up, man?
Chris, Rashard, Ephraim, how you guys doing today,
man? I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I am awesome.
Yeah, we all are looking forward to this game tonight. And let me start here. You've heard a lot about Miami having 7 undrafted players, 4 of them in their rotation, and they're playing great. How do you kind of account for that? Like, I mean, right now, their undrafted players are outplaying or at least playing as well as some of these lottery picks from the Celtics. In a league where there's so much scouting today, they scour the globe for talent. How do you kind of account for these guys undrafted and they're balling?
Honestly, like I don't think you can. And what I mean by that is, I remember going to the combine, and they measure your vertical, your wingspan. You do the cone drill. How many times you can bench press 135 pounds? All those things are measurable. But as we know, God made us all different, and there are certain things that you can't measure. Certain things that you don't know until a particular player is put in a particular situation. You have no idea what a guy's work ethic is. Mm-hmm. No idea until he has to work. You have no idea how someone's going to respond to adversity until adversity hits them. So we can sit here and talk about the measure. Like, think about it. You don't even have to go back to second-round picks and guys that weren't drafted. Michael Jordan should have been a number one overall pick. Steph Curry should have been a number one overall pick. You know what I mean? So there are certain things that you just don't know that you can't measure. So certain things you just got to kind of guess on and figure out on the fly.
When you talk about measurables and what a guy brings to the table, let's talk about Victor Wembanyama and him going to the Spurs, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, him being in that culture with Pop, how do you think he'll develop? Is that going to be a symbiotic relationship, in your opinion?
I think it'll be great. Because the thing is, I call Greg Popovich the greatest coach in NBA history. And the reason I say that is because he has shown the ability to adapt in different generations with different rules with different players, right? A lot of coaches are great coaches, but they know how to coach one way. So the guys that they bring in have to fit. The skill set of the guys that they bring in has to fit their offense. If it doesn't fit their offense, it's all bad. Greg Popovich has shown the ability to adjust on the fly and cater his offense to the skill set of his players. And a lot of coaches can't do that, right? Tim is still here. David is still here. Tony Parker's still here. Manu Ginobili's still here. So now you have different guys that can pour into Victor Wembanyama. Yeah, I will say this. I'm in San Antonio. This is home for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Victor Wembanyama's not stepping into the same situation Tim stepped into. So as great as it is that he is stepping into the San Antonio Spurs system, and they have the blueprint about how to develop young talent. You know, with Tim, with David, you can go back with different guys, Manu and Tony, you know, different guys that they've drafted. But Spurs fans have to be patient. They have to be patient. Because
right,
because
Tim had David Robinson.
Yeah, exactly. So when Tim got here, David was here, Sean Elliott was here, Avery Johnson was here. So you have different veterans that were here to police that locker room. Right now, what Victor is stepping into is completely different. He's stepping into more of a David Robinson situation than Tim Duncan situation.
Right. Antonio, I apologize if I've asked you this before. I've asked a few guys that we've had on. When you were just talking about Wembanyama, who's, you know, people are talking about him like certainly the best prospect since LeBron James. The three finalists for the MVP were Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, and Giannis. The last several MVP awards, those are all the last several winners, but the last 5 years now. We do have, obviously, great young American players. Ja Morant, you know, for all his troubles, but Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, you could go on and on. But clearly that highest level right now is international. Do we need to rethink the way we're developing our players here? Because right now the best players in the world, at least a handful, and we didn't even mention Luka, are from other countries.
You know, this is such a I don't know if we have enough time to talk about this, but the way that we are doing things here, we're developing players in the AAU culture. But here's what's interesting about the culture that we live in. The culture we live in says Tim Duncan and Nikola Jokic are boring. That's this culture, right? They don't want to see bank shots. They don't want to see guys use their pivot. You know, they don't want to see you use your body and understand angles. They want to see highlights. They want to see crossovers. You know, they want to see long three-point shots.
Yep.
And I think what we're doing with this younger generation is we're preaching the wrong thing. We're preaching the wrong thing. Even now, the narrative around the Denver Nuggets is centered around, oh, you know what? They're not the most entertaining team to culture. I mean, to cover. The San Antonio Spurs, they were so boring to cover. All this kind of stuff. As opposed to focusing on the fact that the game is being played the right way. What they're doing right now, yeah, you may not want to see Nikola Jokic do all these different things because it's not sexy, but our generation needs to see what Nikola Jokic is doing. Our generation needs to see what Luka's doing because he's impactful and he's effective without speed, without athleticism, and without a ton of agility. It's a lot of footwork and a lot of intelligence.
Yeah, that's a good
answer. With that said, what's the fix?
That's the question, Ephraim.
Yeah.
That's the question. What is the fix? Because what AAU has become is, you know what, let's highlight this guy. Let's highlight this guy. Let's not only highlight him, let's highlight him, and let's record him the whole game, and then we're going to put out a highlight film of him. So that's what we've become, a highlight culture. That's what we've become. I don't know how you remove from something that is so big. Because think about how often people call in you guys' show and they talk about the game, and you know they didn't watch the game, they just watched the highlights.
Right. Probably more often than not. Absolutely.
Happens all the time.
Well, and also on top of that, Antonio, social media. I mean, how many of these high school kids they got millions of followers and their household names before they even get to college.
And not only that, that's NIL deals, the money these kids are making before they even get to the league. They're millionaires.
So how many
millionaires?
Of these guys,
And that ain't happening overseas.
No.
How many of these guys' names that you know that are high school guys, have you ever seen them play in a full game? We know their name because of their highlights.
Right.
Because of clips. You know, we live in a cliff note. We live in a cliff note culture as opposed to a crockpot culture.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It goes with how we watch shows, when we watch them. Yep. Everything has to be immediate. Right. It has to be short. Right. Attention span isn't there. And I just think it's a disservice. Now, when you compare that to what football does, you got to be in school. You got to stay there. You got to be 3 years removed. You're going to learn how to play. Your body's going to develop. You're going to get the necessary instruction to help facilitate your abilities. And in basketball, it's like we're trying to get to the league as soon as possible.
Right. Right.
Antonio, is it fair to say, we were talking about the undrafted players, obviously those guys, most of them at least, if not all, probably played 4 years. Look at Austin Reeves, another undrafted guy. The guys that are getting drafted are one and dones and, you know, like right. two and done yep. maybe. Is that, to me, that's kind of a sign. Like, those undrafted guys know how to play the game better. They might not be as talented. They aren't.
No question.
But
no
they've question. Developed, right? They're smarter players.
So think about this. Like, a few years back, right? A few years back, if you were a four-year guy, right? If you were a four-year guy, it was almost like NBA organizations were looking at you like you were the 50-year-old attractive yep. lady in the club.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you
absolutely.
Know what? You look good, but something has to be wrong with you
right.
for you to be in here. Right?
Right.
Now, when you see guys come to the league and they're successful, a Trey Murphy, a Jose Alvarado, a Desmond Bane, a Herb Jones, when you see guys that are playing 3 or 4 years and now you see success come from it, it's like, okay, maybe we missed the boat on this. Because I feel like now organizations are taking chances on guys that have played 3 years and that have played 4 years because you know those guys, they come in and they're rotation ready, like you said, because of their basketball knowledge and intelligence.
So
that's true.
Would you ever see the league putting a 2-year mandatory college or outside? Right?
Like I'll say this. Yes. Even for me, one and done is a waste. One and done is a waste. It should be either they have to go for 2 years or they can come straight out of high school. Because if you have to go for 2 years, at least you get 1 year of a full education.
Right.
At least you get 1 full year of a college experience. If I know that I'm going lottery or I'm going top five, I realistically only have to go to school for a semester. What am right. I going to be, ineligible for the second semester? Don't matter because I'm not coming back anyway. You know,
nah, that's real.
So I believe that you should either have to stay 2 full years so you get 1 year of a full college education and a full college experience, or tell a guy he can come straight from high school. That's it. But one and done does nothing.
That is great stuff, man. This great. Is a podcast. We need an hour to talk about this.
Man.
Actually, a couple.
For sure.
But great stuff, Antonio, man. Enjoy the game tonight. Boston out to a big lead, 15-5. We'll see if this gets competitive, but we appreciate you, man.
That series just got real interesting.
Yeah. You giving Boston a legit chance to pull off history?
No question about it. No question. Because they have not played their best basketball yet.
I agree with that. All right, man. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Yep.
All right. It's more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC 8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed,
from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ephraim don't know nothing about this, but this is Welcome Back, Carter, an absolute classic. He was in underoos with footies when this was out. All right, we are live from the TireRight.com studios at the end of your first year. Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Ephraim, you remember a few of the players from the Lions were suspended for 6 games.
Yes.
Because they were betting at the NFL's facility. We're going to bring in our man, Chris, USC Chris, we call him. He's on the boards tonight. He is the host of the number one Detroit Lions podcast. It's called Pride of Detroit. And he is all on top of this because Jameson Williams, one of the players who was suspended, said he didn't know about the rule. Chris, bring us up to speed on this whole thing.
Yeah, so kind of important on background, there were two different types of punishments. Two of the Lions who were punished, C.J. Moore and Quintez Cephas, were accused of gambling on NFL games. What Jameson Williams and undrafted free agent rookie Stanley Berryhill were accused of is that they were gambling not on NFL games, but just on, I think in Jameson's case, it was on a college game, but it was at the Lions training facilities, at their practice facilities, and that is an NFL violation, and that carries with it 6 games. And Jameson Williams, it was in front of the Detroit press today, part of OTAs, and was said that, I believe the quote was that he didn't He didn't, no frequent gambling. He's not a gambler, but he said he didn't know, he wasn't aware that it was a violation of NFL policy. He said he couldn't give any specifics about the incident. He said, I'm not sure. That was a while ago, but he was apparently unclear that he had broken an NFL policy about, again, not gambling on NFL games, but other games while at NFL activities and facilities.
Now, Ephraim, we want to get your opinion on this, certainly as a former NFL player. And I believe him that he didn't know the rule. And we can talk about some of the hypocrisy with the NFL in this whole thing.
And
but,
real quick, sorry, there is some background in that. Apparently the NFL is ready to come down and talk. And there's going to be more players, apparently, that they're investigating for these same violations, probably for the same violation that Jameson Williams got caught on.
Well, my thing is this. There is no excuse not to know. And I get it. There's a lot of rules at our workplaces that we don't know about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know with the NBA, Ephraim, they would send the Players Association in every year. And they tell the players the rules. And I would be shocked if that wasn't done with every player in the NFL. Every team had its meeting and they share with them the rules on gambling. So I do believe he just didn't know and made an honest mistake, but there's no excuse not to know. Am I wrong on that?
No, I mean, normally teams would do it in training camp. You got you because you know you have everyone there, and they'll come around, NFLPA, league representatives, and they'll explain some of the things that you can and can't do. Especially pertaining to like new rules or things like that. Now, we didn't get the there's no gambling at the facility talk every year, but there were post-its all over the place. Like you can't gamble. Now, with the acceptance of the NFL and sports booking and gambling and the apps, the culture has changed. So I can see how the lines are blurred.
Right.
You can't gamble on NFL games, but I can gamble on NBA games, right? In college games, in baseball, or any in horseshoe or axe throwing. So I can understand how a player be like, yo, I'm not gambling on football. Now, if you're gambling on NFL games, then that's a problem. But what happens is now you're in a situation where guys have access to this on their phones. They're sitting around between meetings after practice in the cold tub. A game's about to kick off. The access is too great.
Right.
It's
That's
right
a great
there.
Point.
It's right there. It's
you're
like,
supposed to wait 10 minutes till you get to the drugstore.
Right. Like you
down the
but
street.
You don't want, you know, guys need to be professional as well, but you don't want guys trying to hustle out. You know, the locker room or mistreatment just so they can put the parlay in or whatever it is they're into. So when Major League Sports open themselves up to embracing the betting and gambling culture, these are the things that are going to happen. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it'll be interesting it does reek of some hypocrisy. Now, the rules for now, but this is something that needs to be addressed.
I agree.
It really does.
Yeah.
Because it's too, you can just slip in the, right? I forgot. We can't bet in the locker room, right?
Yeah, it's so easy. You're doing it at home. You're in the car. Like,
right.
It's just easy.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.